Calorie cutting has been the age-old way to lose weight.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
In this study, they looked at a group who just did calorie counting and a group who did intermittent fasting by reducing 80% of their calories on 3 non-consecutive days of the week. And they found that in the intermittent fasting group, after 1 year, they lost over 7.5% of their body weight compared to only about 5% of weight loss in the traditional calorie counting group. So this is great. It's been here, but honestly, I think the big difference is that it's hard to perfect 7 days a week if you count those calories. Much easier to do it 3 times a week.
All right. So another critical health issue that a lot of moms and dads are watching, which is screen time in our teenagers. There's a concern about the mental health impact, particularly when it comes to our teenage girls. Bottom line, the CDC says in 2011, 36% of teenage girls felt sad, and 57% in 2021, boys 21% in 2011, and 29% in 2021.
Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line, and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Screen time and the impact on their health.
Screen time is absolutely horrible for adolescent health in general. In the Swedish study, they looked at 4,800 adolescents over a 1 year period of time, and they found significant disruptions in adolescent sleep patterns in boys and girls, but in girls, they found that there was 50